Hi guys, it's Megan Segura.
And it's Rachel Roberts.
And I know we're a day early. This is not our usual episode time, but we have a special treat for you.
We do. Last week, we all watched Roni. We were all shocked and in awe. Luann talking about Tom as if they were... Well, she didn't really say they were happy. There was that moment where she said she slept in the hotel the night before.
Right, but she all... Yeah.
Ugh, it was like there were cracks showing. And maybe?
Yeah, no. So if you weren't able to watch it, or even if you did, I still recommend this. We decided to pull the audio so you can listen to the whole episode. It's kind of like old-timey radio, which I know you love.
I love old-timey radio drama, or just I just love doing that voice.
Right.
More like, X-ray, Luann's divorced. Like, I wish I could be a page boy running around saying that. Yeah. Because that's what would be on the in newspapers in the 1920s.
So today is part one. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll be bringing you part two and three. But if you can't wait, part two of The Real Housewives of New York reunion airs tonight, August 23rd at 8.
And we'll be talking about that in our episode tomorrow.
Plus a lot of other good stuff.
So enjoy, but remember, what you are about to hear was recorded 3 weeks before Luann filed for a divorce from her husband of 7 months. Tom.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tonight on The Real Housewives of New York City reunion.
Is this the bridal suite?
Oh, I love how you dressed up for me.
Hi, Lou.
Hi, honey. These women are always gunning for me. I just like to complain. If I'm not complaining, take my pulse. Don't take it personal.
I'm ready to do battle.
I swear on my daughter's life, that's the f***ing truth.
Oh, my God, you're 60 years
you
old.
Stop the verbal waterboarding.
I'm not an intern of yours, okay? I'm your friend.
You don't talk about the families on television.
The families?
The families.
What are you, in the Godfather?
You brought the A-team to the epicenter of alcohol.
Yes!
I woke up the next morning and there's blood all over. I'm like, oh my God, am I getting my period?
I think you gave me a hickey.
Do you and Ramona make out?
No, that's disgusting. I would vomit.
That's disgusting.
They have all heard things since you've been married.
What is this obsession with Tom?
Any one of 10 things that he's ever said to you, I'd be crying in the bathroom.
Why do you think I stayed at the hotel last night?
After 6 months of living together, we needed to take a moment.
I was drinking way too much, and it was just horrible.
You can't even imagine the torment that this has been. There's no way to describe it. It was torture.
I'm gonna take this as an opportunity to go even lower.
Why do you need so much attention?
You were drunk.
Okay, yeah.
We have a weapon.
Penthouse, the yacht.
No.
The world, what they think about me.
Clip,
I come from a place of kindness.
Oh my God.
Focus. Focus.
Do you have friends, Bethany?
Is that really me? Like, I don't even know if I'd want to be friends with myself.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the season 9 reunion of The Real Housewives of New York City. I'm Andy Cohen. We are here at the opulent Angel Orenstein Center in Lower Manhattan, the oldest synagogue in New York City. And thanks to all of you who made the trek from the Upper East Side. I know it's not easy for you.
Exactly.
Welcome, ladies. Hi, Luann.
Hi. How are you, Andy?
Good. Wearing bridal white?
I love white.
Hi, Bethany.
Hello.
Great to see you.
You too.
Hair looks a little longer.
Trying to stay away from Luann's haircut as much as possible this summer.
Hi, Carol.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Carol, I was stunned to find out that you're training for the New York City Marathon.
Yes, I am.
You are someone who has been famously averse to any sort of exercise or fitness.
No, I know. I mean, I've never even run across the street, but you know what? I decided that I wanted to start exercising and I needed a goal.
It's amazing.
But I'll tell you something. It's so strange because I love it.
Great.
We'll all be there.
Hi, Dorinda.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good. Hi, Tinsley.
Hi.
So, Tinsley, are you still with Scott?
I am still with Scott, yes.
Woo! All right.
We got a love connection.
Thanks, Carol. Thank you, Carol.
Is it love yet?
Yeah. It's love.
Oh, definitely.
Wow.
Oh, my God, I got the chills.
It's definitely, yeah.
So how many months has it been?
February.
Yeah, six.
Wow.
I mean, I really overshot the mark.
It's so cute. He's a great guy. She did a great job. He's an awesome guy. And it's fun.
So happy to hear it.
Yeah, I am too.
Wow.
Maybe we'll have a wedding next year.
Whoa.
the straw that stirs the drink. Hey, Sonia. Good to see you. Sonia, I hear that you may be selling your townhouse.
I haven't had a chance to tell the girls yet, but I found a 3-bedroom that I really like.
Can you envision yourself living there?
Oh, I've visualized the whole thing.
Is the townhouse on the market? No. Okay.
I didn't want to put it on the market.
Okay. Last but not least, hi, Ramona.
Hey, Andy.
No Ramona Blue for you. I'm wearing Ramona Blue.
I knew you were, and I said I'm going to change it up and be golden today.
Thanks for coming on Love Connection with me.
Always such fun.
Did anything ever happen with you and that guy?
We stayed friendly. We went on a few dates. But, you know, it's difficult because he lives in Philadelphia, and I live here. And then, meanwhile, I met somebody who lives closer in proximity, and it's easier to see him, and I like him more.
So you're dating someone?
Yeah.
Did you meet him at boutique?
No, I met him with Sonia.
At a little piano
bar. At Brandy's. He was on a blind date. He came over to the bar, and I go, okay, tall, check. Good-looking, check. Well-dressed, check. Good shape, check. And then I looked away.
And Chase does when we were walking
home. And then Sonia goes like this. She's like, and I go, hi. And we started talking. We've been dating ever since.
What happened to his blind date? Yeah,
good, so you can stop focusing on me.
I never focused on you. Tom was focusing on everyone else.
Oh, come on.
All right, here we go. Ramona Singer has been called many things. The Singer Stinger, the Ramona Coaster, Renona Ryder. Lately, though, it seems like the engine driving her eccentricities has found a new gear, and it's left the ladies wondering, what is up with Ramona?
She likes to sleep with me. Yeah, then give me a kiss.
I'm not sure what's going on with Ramona. Something's a little bit off.
I don't talk well. I don't talk well. I have a bad way of talking.
Is Ramona being obnoxious?
Boom, send someone to like do all this, because I'm just not in the mood. This is my music. Can you plug this in for me somewhere?
Yes.
Does tea come from China?
Yeah. You might feel a few little zaps here.
I never knew turning this age, I would look so good and feel so good. I look in the mirror and I see someone 15 years younger.
Oh, you're in a good place. I'm in a good place.
I'm trying to focus on what she's saying.
I have no face.
But her face is like a pizza pie with no cheese.
Well, it was, yeah.
Surprise!
Happy birthday, sweetie.
Your hair is very stunning that way.
You know what? I want to just change it up tonight.
Stunning
your apartment new look.
That's very nice.
Oh, do you know any nice guys for me? Because I have a lot of free time. I want to play with somebody.
No problem.
Yes. This seems a little more aggressive than I remember her. She felt lighter last year.
She's divorced now 2 years. So the first year is always fun. And then the second year kind of like settles in. And you're like, ugh, it's not quite as fun as you thought it was going to be.
Her life is in such a mess that she wants everyone to be a mess. It's company.
I don't think Ramona's life's in a mess.
She's lonely. Right. So she wants everyone to be lonely.
I wish I had a partner in my life, and I don't. I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
It will happen. Like, for me, successful business, that will always come now that I did it once. Now I'm confident about it. Relationships, you've had a great success. You meet people every night that want to spend time with you. So you'll meet somebody that wants it, because you make that every day.
Ramona, what was it like watching that and also hearing the women's comments about you?
You know, listen, I had a bad year. I don't really know what it came from. You know, living in that year, I didn't really see it the way they saw it. But now, seeing it on TV, I'm like, holy shit, who is that woman? But, you know, I have to own it. So what more can I say?
Noelle from Woodstock, New York said, Ramona, you've always managed to keep looking great. But why do you put yourself through that face frying procedure? That was hard to watch. I think it's time to stop being a guinea pig for every crazy procedure that comes down the pike. Now, why would you get that done right before you went to Mexico sun?
That was a mistake. I think I have very sensitive skin because my other two girlfriends did it and they were fine after a week. You know, you go like this to me and you'll see in a minute redness. So that was something I should like wait a month before being in the sun.
First of all, you give 60 a whole new look.
Yes.
I mean, I gotta give it up to you.
Insane, thank you. Yeah.
Insane, insane. Yeah. Can you tell us what you have had done?
See, I'm 60 now. I think at 54, I had the top of my eyelids done.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Because I actually have very heavy eyes. When I was doing mascara, okay, it would get all black up here because they got droopy, you know?
Okay, so you had your eyes done.
Yeah, they took the excess skin.
Okay, I see.
No, because I had this excess skin cream.
Okay, so you did that.
So I did that. I do a lot of laser.
Laser.
Well, yeah, it's for sunspots.
Okay,
because
laser.
Because the sun, you know, it's not good for you.
Laser.
And even though I use a lot of sun, so I do.
And the boobs.
Well,
okay,
yeah, most women do their boobs at 30, whatever. I waited till I was 57.
Do most women?
Well, I don't know. You know what? I did it at 57 because I always had perky boobies.
Okay.
And they did a good job, right?
Yeah.
And I never put my face in the sun.
What about sex?
Laura from Madison, Wisconsin
American
said, I feel like Winona. Okay, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Laura from Madison, Wisconsin said, I feel like Ramona never properly acknowledged or apologized for destroying parts of Dorinda's home. This is so not okay and really bizarre how she seemed to make light of her offensive behavior.
Well, when I took down the lights from the wall, it did take off the paint, and to her, that was like defacing her property like graffiti, and I'm truly sorry. I didn't mean to put graffiti on the...
Vandalize.
I didn't mean to destroy your walls, so vandalize, because that's how you looked at it, and that
no,
was not
No, it's not
my,
how I looked at it.
That's how it was. I'm truly sorry. I didn't mean to destroy your walls, so vandalize, because that's how you looked at it, and that
no,
was not
No, it's not how I looked at it.
That's
how it was.
Okay, and I didn't mean to do it. I shouldn't have pulled down the lights.
So to be clear, this was a production light that
right.
you ripped
and
down.
And she didn't realize.
Right, but the thing is,
they hadn't unplugged it, which has happened to me before. You find the plug,
yeah,
you
unplug
it.
Yeah, I couldn't find the plug, though.
So
I
she just ripped it off the wall.
So you were drunk.
Well, yeah. But even when I left, I never noticed it until she called me and she told me about it.
You never noticed
no,
it, like, in the morning?
No,
they were laying
no.
on the floor.
In the morning, outside.
No, I knew the lights were down, yeah. but I didn't look at the walls. I was just
no,
so,
that
like...
That was fine. You know what I thought, to tell you the truth? It wasn't even that. It was the aftermath. Like, I would have woken up and been, like,
horrified.
I would have
been horrified. I didn't even see it.
Sometimes I think you find it difficult just to say, I'm sorry, I made a huge mistake, I'm a screw-up, and you try to get around it in all these
That's
different
true.
Ways.
That's
like
true.
You said, I needed a free paint job, or was wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Is that what you said?
Just say, what did I do? How can I make it better? And it's strange how people respond to that, I think, a little better. Because we do screw up.
No, it's not strange. I mean, it's normal.
I think, you know what? Like, no, I think you should have said something very, very introspective, if that's the right word. That when I do something
probably
wrong.
Probably not.
Prophetic.
I feel like I want to go, I'm just like, it's hard for me to admit it.
Because you don't see yourself as someone who's a bad house guest or rude or ill-mannered.
Maybe because
so
I don't want to be rude.
You
and then
I'm like
embarrassed to acknowledge it because then it makes me,
Because
I
like
know.
I said,
I
your
know.
Intention's not them. That, but your right, application right, is sometimes right. dreadful.
I want to say something. Today, both of my assistants, Julia, who you've known for 4 years, and Bailey, last night we're here at the hotel next door, waiting for the elevator. You walked right in front of them, got into the elevator, did not acknowledge either of them. It was only the three of you. Now, just human decency, you would look at another human being in an elevator and just maybe nod or smile, not to mention the fact this is my assistant who is below you, probably by your
I don't
standards.
Look at people below
but you
me
don't treat staff nicely. You don't treat. They,
I she, disagree.
Luann and I were in a war, and Julia said she's always pleasant to me. Dorinda hangs out with Kevin, my driver. These are real people. They're human beings, and you came from nothing, you say. So
you, know,
you should treat them nicely.
I do treat people
well,
nicely.
Last night you treated well, you my assistant who you've known for 4 years like
I recognize her. I go into a zone. When you grow up abused, what
oh
happens?
Oh my God! You're 60 know. Years
you
old.
Zip,
you know, I grew up zip abused,
it.
So stop.
You shut things off.
Then you should be living in a commune by yourself in a padded room.
What she
I
said. Don't
know
who
like,
she is.
That just says so
doesn't
much
matter.
About you.
Well, it doesn't
You've been
matter.
In my
it's
house sitting by a pool with her serving you drinks.
They didn't even say hello to me. Why didn't they say hello to me?
Because they're intimidated. You're on the show.
Intimidated.
I don't know. You got your tits hanging out, your hair down to here.
Yeah, right.
You got crazy eyes. You got f***ing chicken in your purse.
Yeah, right.
Drinking f***ing rosé behind
it's
the couch. Screaming that it's cold
I
in here.
Not.
You're a horror show.
Well, I am what I am.
Well,
I
enjoy am. That.
When you look
she
at yourself with the animal. With the help in Mexico, did you think you were...
I'm very, I said, you know what, I need you to help me. Here's $200. Can you please? And then I'm like this, very automatic. I'm like, I need this done, this done, this done, this
$200
done.
Gives you the right to treat someone like a dog.
I didn't treat him like a dog.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't look at it that way. If you do, fine. If I do, that's not my intention.
Bethany, Barb from Wilmington, Delaware said, what did you think of Jill Zarin's moment on the show? Do you think it was ironic that you and Jill seem to have the same opinion about Ramona, that she's lonely and unhappy?
No, I mean, I think, you know, a monkey has the same opinion. I mean, I think Ramona's had a rough time and she's going through a difficult period in her life. And when you're in a bad place, you do bad things.
What did you think of Jill's assessment?
Well, Jill doesn't know me. She hasn't spent any time with me whatsoever, so I didn't really appreciate that comment.
Speaking of Jill, Bridget from Oakland, Michigan said, Bethany, I know Jill said her daughter had a great conversation with you on a recent flight. Do you have any interest in reopening a friendship with Jill?
No.
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 Tiff from Detroit said,
but like, when, at what point, how many decades into this do I have to not answer this question? Like, what do I have to do? I mean, do I have to rip Dorinda's house apart, wear her underwear?
Like,
what do I have to do?
Like,
what do I have to, like,
she just got the house painted.
What do I have to do to, like, not hear this question that you ask me every Watch What Happens Live, every reunion, every birthday, Hanukkah?
I don't ask you every Watch What Happens Live.
You ask me all the live long day, okay? Like, enough, okay?
Ramona,
with all due
respect.
Ramona, Tiff from Detroit said, it seems as though you're in the second stage of grief, which is anger. It's typically taken out on those close to us. Have you properly grieved your divorce, and might it be contributing to your behavior this season?
You know, that's another good question, because my daughter's home now, and she says, Mom, you're always yelling at me. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, listen, I never expected to be divorced. I got married at 37. I was of the mind, I'm going to make my own money, be independent on my own, not need a man, and I'll wait to get married later in life, so I'll be married forever. Well, that was a fairy tale dream.
Are you angry about it?
I think I'm disappointed now.
Are you disappointed in yourself or just in life?
I think that I thought I could control the situation. I have one good girlfriend of mine who said, you know, you stayed longer trying to make this marriage work with Mario because you like to control things and you don't like to fail at anything. And that's a really, I don't know if that's a good attribute or a negative attribute. It is, I don't know. Turning 60, I think that was a big thing too. You know, being single, 60, that was tough.
And again, you're another scared one that's a homebody.
Yeah, I think you were scared. And when people are scared, they lash out. And like, I really do. I've said before, sometimes you're like a caged animal that just like is clawing. I think you are scared. And like I said, when you're scared, people do crazy things.
Maybe. That could be. I really don't know. I have to really, you know, watching myself, I'm like, is that really me? Like, I don't even know if I'd want to be friends with myself.
Ramona, that was a really long wish you made at your 60th birthday party.
Wow, look so at all that stuff.
Right?
I should have brought a bigger pocketbook. What are those?
Did any of it come true yet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's coming true. I'm definitely in a better place right now. I feel more settled, and I'm really happy that my daughter graduated from college. She got a great degree. She got great grades, great friends. She got a great position.
Amazing.
And I'm like, thank you, God. You
know? Congratulations.
Great kid. Did she move to New York now?
Yeah, she moved in with me.
She moved in with you?
That's another conversation.
No.
I know. Don't ask. Don't ask.
Well, I'm happy you're dating someone, and knock wood that it goes well. And
living in the moment.
Are you, Ramona, do you think you'll marry your guy? Do you think you'll marry this guy?
You know, someone asked me recently in an interview, would I ever consider getting married again? And I said I never close a door on anything. And what I would like is a partner in life. Now, does that mean marriage? I really don't know.
Do you think this is it, though?
That's a no.
Oh, that's a yes.
I think that's a yes.
That's a yes.
So far, everything is really good. You know, time will tell.
Are you in love?
I'm really heavy, like.
First time ever. No one on these couches is not in a relationship.
Wow, that's true. That's incredible.
Ow. I'm here all week, Andy.
All right, well, of all the things the gossip pages will print about Dorinda, they'll never say she's afraid to back it up when somebody crosses her. Still smarting from missing last year's trip to the Berkshires, Sonia learned the hard way that when Dorinda comes for you, she doesn't make it nice.
Why didn't you invite Dorinda today?
Why would I invite Dorinda? I never see Dorinda. I'm not hanging out with Dorinda.
Is you know who coming?
Who?
I refuse to say her name.
Sonia?
Did you hear what she said all summer about what a horrible person I am to have set her up with a philanderer like Tom?
Sonia is attacking my character, and I'm getting very angry about it.
What kind of friend introduces you to a player like that? She knew.
Listen.
She knew what he does. What's her grind with me?
Listen, Sonia, my dad. Sonia's going around saying how she's sober. Obviously, something's crawled up her ass over me, which I actually think is jealousy.
How do you feel about seeing her, though, right now?
Is it weird? I'm not nervous.
Have you
know
seen
I'm really
her?
Not.
I'm going to be like, hi, Dorinda. You know, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be great.
I have a mall, like an old friend of Richard's. I got everything for me. Like,
I love you.
It's not a PI, no. Everything she said, everything she's ever done, I have filed this big. And then all of a sudden, now I get alerts.
Like the FBI?
Not really the FBI. I got obsessed. Tonight, I am stalking my prey. And when I position her correctly, I'm gonna go in for the kill.
Let's take the elephant out of the room right now. Shut your mouth. It's not gonna go any further. Do you hear me?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not.
What are you gonna do, back it up for me?
Oh, come on. Why don't you stop getting vaginal rejuvenation and put an easy pass on that vagina with your Holland tunnel? Where is Edie Beals upstairs? Sonia!
This is Dorinda on Diet Coke. Can you imagine if the dirty martinis were flowing?
Skinny, hi.
That's what's crazy. I think Sonia will be more careful now. And I think Sonia also knows if she doesn't, it's no more, you know, you go low, I'll go high.
You're bankrupt. Yeah, I have your papers.
That's not true.
I'm
Clip. You fool. Hostess with the mostest.
Wow. God, I had a hell of a hostess.
When Dorinda's bad, she is so good.
Move on from this, and
I respect you.
Get it off your chest. Discuss it. Give both points of view.
And move on.
It's the Italian way.
All right, truth.
It's the Italian
way.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, my God.
That lightened the spirit.
Thank you so much, because now every time I think all of us go anywhere, people are screaming, clip at us.
Someone said it at Citibank to me the other day.
Really?
One of the tellers.
Clip.
What the hell does clip mean?
It means shut up. Shut up. Stop.
It went from
enough.
To clip.
Did you make that up right
yes,
in the
I
restaurant?
Yes, I did, strangely. I made it up right
just
there.
Right there. Because
I couldn't stop the verbal waterboarding. So I just thought clip. Clip.
What about getting an easy pass
on my vagina?
In your vagina.
I don't know, Andy, where these things come. I get on a roll.
It would be convenient. Yeah, I've been divorced now for over 10 years, and I think I've had steady lovers, let's say. I had one guy for 4 years, and then I was with the German.
Okay,
and
we're
then
not going to do this, are we?
I'm
really not going to do this, are we? I don't want to do round three.
It was a joke.
It was a joke, Sonia.
I mean,
sort of.
It was a joke.
Dorinda, what was your problem with Sonia?
You know, she was saying so many bad things about me, and like, she's so prim and proper.
But does she act like she's prim and proper? She's talking about her farting and her vagina.
No, she acts like, I don't like when she says things like, I'm a fraud. I'm this.
Sure, she just didn't.
I lied about the Berkshires, that I can't afford. This
that put I could between us. I felt
no.
That's what I felt.
And I actually, as you can see, consistently in the press, I never say anything bad about. I wait. I really do. I just keep taking it.
What does that mean?
The night before we went to Ramona's, she really started again. Instead of saying, you know what, Dorinda's been quiet, Dorinda's been respectful, Dorinda didn't respond, I'm going to take this as an opportunity to go even lower. And I just thought, enough. I'm not starting the season off with a bunch of baloney again. So let's get it all on the table.
Oh, that's fair, but
then you went to the press again.
And then she went to the press again.
No, I didn't. You said it wasn't in quotes, and it wasn't. I didn't even go and look at that blogger. I didn't say
that. You did.
You went to the press about Dorinda, about me.
About Bethany, about Tinsley.
Okay, you can't say that. For 3 months, sat in the Berkshires and read this stuff. My mother said, she goes low, you go high. Finally, I was like, no more, Mom. You gotta be done with
that. And that did not work for Hillary, so it ain't gonna work for you this
time. So by the time I got to the Hamptons, where I actually came there in good spirits, I wake up one morning, this girl calls me up. She's like, look at your texts, look at what she's posting. And I said, that's
it.
I woke her up at 6 in the morning.
Sonia, you had been going around trashing Dorinda. Dorinda said nothing.
I did trash her. By the time I saw her, she was still pissed at me, and I'd already moved on.
That is not true.
No, that's not true. Everybody has heard and believes that you place things in the press. So
constantly.
It's a common denominator here. No one says that about me. I never call the Post to say anything. They call me, and I say, I don't want to comment on it.
That's not true.
Dorinda, who's this friend of yours who's collecting information?
I have three friends.
You have three friends?
I have three different sources.
Are they police officers?
I will never tell.
I tried to get it out of her.
Well, not bankrupt, so that was wrong.
I talked to one of them last night.
Dorinda, Michael from San Diego said, don't you think it's hypocritical of you to criticize Sonia on her drinking when you yourself are seen so drunk you need subtitles every season?
No, because I don't run around saying, I don't drink, I'm sober, I've
been
drinking
for
10 months. That's not true.
I guess that's
true, Sonia. You were drunk in the Berkshires. You were drunk in Mexico. I don't drink all day, but I don't
Wait, you were drunk in Vermont?
Yes.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were.
after we finished filming, I had a sip, and then when we went to tequila.
Oh, my God.
The Tignanello.
This is what I
she
mean.
She had a sippy cup, too.
You can't say you haven't drank for 10 months when you've been drinking all along.
Tinsley. Tinsley, did you ever see Sonia drinking at home?
I will tell you honestly, it was not crazy heavily drinking. I mean, I think that the girls may have assumed that there had been, but I will tell you that you did not. You were not sober for 10 months because you definitely had drinks. There was times when we went to Donahue's, we had drinks.
Months.
We came. No, it wasn't.
Oh, you were saying 10 months when I was 12 years old, I didn't drink.
But well, you were drinking when I was there.
I don't know about that math, Sonia.
It doesn't matter. Just don't. We don't care if you drink or not.
Nobody cares whether you drink or not.
Oh, you don't care if I drink. You guys were bashing.
Well, you were off the rails.
Right,
well, you're off the rails.
And
exactly.
It was good that I quit.
Sonia, Lauren from Madison, Wisconsin said, why would you get in another woman's underwear drawer and then put on her beautiful silk pajamas that were in their own special bag?
Wow.
Oh, hello.
Well, where'd you find that?
Hello.
In your closet.
Oh, is that from Dorinda?
Is that her?
I can't leave anything out with these two.
That seems so obviously rude, considering you're always going on about how Tinsley doesn't have manners. So those were your late, were they a gift from your late husband?
Yes, he used to go to London and always buy me these sets. And I hadn't worn them since he passed, so I had them zipped up in my closet.
Okay.
I felt terrible when I heard that they were a gift from her husband and all this. They were in our closet, in the guest closet.
That's not
of
your
our
closet.
Guest
they're
room.
My your closet. It's my closet. Storage closet. They're Dorinda's all my closets.
All of them are my closet.
No, unless you'd like a property tax bill, which I'm paying in August, for that closet. I'll be happy to send it to you.
You knew she was upset. You never even apologized.
You're saying you're making excuses for it.
Just say you're sorry.
Focus. Focus.
Yeah, let's repeat after me.
Focus, focus, focus.
I feel terrible that
I
wore your husband's gift to you.
I'm sorry I said that
and
to you.
And I did take the time to clean it.
Yeah. You did accept my apology.
You returned it nicely.
You did accept
I know,
my
so just go start from there. This is what happens. We have to go backwards before we get to this point.
And I said you should apologize and buy her a new pair of pajamas.
She said.
Turn around.
Just say you're sorry.
Okay.
You accepted my apology. I said I was so
sorry.
I didn't realize.
No, that's not.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it was going to hurt your feelings wearing them. I would have never taken them. I didn't go to your bedroom. I'm sorry. I took them out.
Okay, that's good. Can we just stop?
That's not an apology. That's an explanation.
You should learn not to touch other people's stuff in their homes.
Okay.
When you're a guest.
Without asking.
Without asking.
Without asking.
And when you do, probably clean them and return them nicely.
Okay, absolutely.
So it seems like you ended the season on a good note.
Yes.
So everything is kind of good now?
Yes, I'm very
terra firma.
Terra firma.
Very good. Welcome back. We are here in Lower Manhattan for the Real Housewives of New York City reunion. Luann, last year we were congratulating you on your engagement. This year, obviously, congratulations on being a bride. How is married life?
It's fantastic. I love being married. I love, you know, the life that goes with it. I love having a partner in crime, and I love Tom, so he's a great guy.
When we first met you, you also loved being a countess. What's it like not having that title anymore?
Right now, I love being Mrs. D'Agostino, and
right now, I hope forever.
Forever. No, but I'm saying,
Brian slip.
I don't miss my title. Oh, I like being Luann D'Agostino now, it's Mrs. D'Agostino, and it feels great. So I don't miss it.
Well, last year, as everyone from the Upper East Side to Palm Beach heard, Luann found her soulmate in Tom D'Agostino. Despite the rumors, allegations, and even an intervention, no roadblock could stop them as Lou and Tom charged down the aisle for the wedding of Luann's dreams.
Oh my God, it's days like this I really miss Palm Beach.
I know.
I can't wait to go. I can't wait.
Tom and I have been really busy planning our wedding, and I can't believe I found somebody so compatible to be with.
Come on, Luann.
You're my friend. You need to be supportive of my decision to marry Tom.
That would mean I'd have to trust Tom.
You should advise your husband-to-be that it's a very small city. Tell him you better reel it in because it's going to hit you in the face, and I don't want to be there to pick you up.
I've tried for years to be able to trust Ramona.
You know, I went out with him, Sonia went out with him, and you went out with him.
I found out that we weren't dating anymore because I walked in on him and her together at a bar.
What are you talking about?
He's still kissing other women. He's still in the cup with other women.
Oh, come on, Ramona. Give me a break.
Yes, he is.
Luann hasn't said, it's all not true and it's not happening. Luann's like, stop talking about it.
I think you're making a big mistake. I really do. I swear to God on my life, I really think you're making a big mistake.
I do.
I'm getting married in 2 weeks, but you can't say things like that.
But I can say things like that because I don't think your guy's a good guy.
Well, you know what? I do, and I love him.
Jill and Dorinda are like, Friday night, you guys shouldn't be together.
All right, well, if that's the case, I got a hall pass. Thomas, you may kiss Luann for the first time as your wife.
I am a hopeless romantic. And for me, Tom was like home. It was like finding home. I'm here. I made it.
It's not my middle fingers, by the way.
He goes, I think this might be too big.
Well, first off, I don't think I should wear a ring. And she says, no, you're wearing a ring.
If my fiance cheated on me with another girl, he is wearing a ring.
Missy, cheers.
Hey, thank you.
You're Luann.
Yes,
Luann.
Hi. How are you?
Good to see you.
Yes.
Good to see you. How are you?
You guys met once before, I think, at the Regency.
Probably.
Landmines.
Oh, boy.
Okay. lots to discuss. So, Lou, we got a lot of questions wondering why, for your second wedding, you went so big and so white and a shower and bachelorette party.
Because I never had all that.
I
eloped the first time. So Tom had never been married before. And it was going to be his 50th birthday on New Year's Eve. So I really wanted it to be extra special celebration. And I wanted it to be big and beautiful.
Evelyn from Durham, North Carolina said, Sonia, can you understand Luann's decision to not invite you to the wedding? Or are you still clinging to the claim that she did, in fact, invite you?
Yes, I'm still clinging to that because
what do you think?
I was invited to the bridal shower. Then she said I wasn't invited. Tell the truth now.
No, honey, I thought of inviting you, right? So I sent her a save the date. This is what happened.
I got the save the date.
You got the save the date.
Oh. And then,
I'm gonna pick up class with the countess and see what it says about save the date.
I love Sonia. I wanted to have her. I wanted her to be a part of it. And then she started talking badly about me and Tom in the press. So that's when I decided I was gonna hold back the physical invitation.
Disinvite,
because
sort of.
I figured it was a mistake to have her, especially with what she was saying.
You can get into a fight with someone and then you don't have to have them
that's
at their
right.
wedding.
That's
well,
right. I'm
I sorry. Did say those things, but I just said I was there for her no matter what.
So there was that woman, Barbara, who made the comment to Carol
Barbara,
at the party.
The tool girl? Yeah, Barbara.
Who was your good friend.
Best friend.
Friend of mine,
best
yes.
Friend. Well, what are you doing for Christmas?
What did you think of what she said?
I thought it was horrible. I thought she was making a judgment on her own and talking to Carol. I was horrified when she said that.
Listen, I'm not happy with what Barbara said, but she's actually a nice person.
I didn't say she wasn't
a nice person.
And she said it out of genuine concern.
And you know,
I think she's a really good friend. And if we didn't have a mic on, if we got caught, we'd be in trouble.
Say
all
things
of
on
us
the mic.
Have been saying these things to you.
That's a pretty big thing.
Not out of jealousy, not out of wanting to hurt you, out of concern.
Right.
Really out of concern.
I got it. I got it.
Out of girl code concern.
Right. Well, I got it.
On that note, Ramona, what's up with asking Luann why you weren't invited to the bridal shower? I mean, you were investigating behind her back.
What I was doing was it was right after we did the reunion. I already had heard something that I didn't talk about on the reunion.
Yeah, you seem like you knew something at the reunion.
He had gotten caught with his pants down.
And if he did this again, what would you do?
Seems like she knows something.
Oh.
No.
What?
I'm the village idiot. Sorry, Ramona knows something.
She's happy now, that's all that counts. And their marriage is working, and I'm so happy. But just to answer
that
question.
So to confirm, you did know something at the
reunion. Yeah, I did. When Tom was at the Regency, the reason he was at the Regency kissing another girl because he had a huge fight with you and he was pissed at you.
That's right.
Then he went to L.A. and started kissing that girl again.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. And then he laughed about it.
He had lunch with her and her boyfriend.
He was kissing again. It was in the press. You denied it. It was in the press, her quotes. And he
laughed. Oh, this is a kiss. Look.
And he laughed and said, well, she deserved it.
No, I heard the same thing, that he was annoyed that you were selling things to the press about your wedding, and you were super thirsty. People, like, in the middle of the Hamptons, it was like, literally, you're on a glacier, and there's somehow they find you and Tom, like, in the dead of winter.
What do you mean? It's pictures I put on Instagram.
But he was pissed about it.
Hold on,
let me go back a second. So, Ramona, what did you know at last year's reunion?
Is it really important now?
No, because there's nothing there.
Well, if it's a nothing burger, then what was it?
You know, it was. Were you married then already?
No.
Oh, you weren't married yet. Oh, he met a woman from Philadelphia who was recently divorced at the Regency Bar, and he went up to the hotel room with her, and he said he had an open relationship with you.
Oh, wow. I don't think that's true, Ramon.
But nothing happened.
And I'm going to believe you.
And nothing happened. And nothing happened.
Exactly.
Did they go up?
And nothing happened. And I just wanted her to know that. But then I said, you know what? What's the point? And I just zipped it. And that was what happened. But nothing happened.
So thank God you didn't say anything.
Well,
so they went up and what?
Thank God.
They did nothing.
He loves the Regency. Tell him to get away from the Regency.
Let me ask this.
Ban that Regency.
Have any of you heard things since they've been married about Tom?
What is this obsession with Tom?
We've all heard things, but we are numb now. It's like hearing about Trump tweets or scandals or whatever. We all have heard stuff. We just don't even... She's married.
Let's just
whatever their situation is whatever their situation is. And Luann's not an idiot. Whatever Tom does, she probably knows. Whatever she does, he knows. Or they do nothing. It doesn't matter to any of us anymore.
Whatever it is,
married,
it is.
Do you
but by saying whatever their arrangement is,
yeah, it's not makes an arrangement. It's
like
a marriage, and we're
well,
both
no,
monogamous.
It feels to all of us like you have your own particular dynamic. It's just like we're not... I can't speak for the group, but I've spoken to several of you, and I think that we all are being respectful of the fact that they are married. We do hear things, but what the hell are we going to do now? Luann said to my face, I wouldn't want to know. She's the person that wouldn't want to know.
No, that's not true. That's not
you
true.
You did say it to me.
Yeah, stay out of my business is the point.
You are right. If I see him f*** someone in the street, I am not going to tell you. You have my word.
Please don't. I don't want to hear things that are like this of Ramona, which is...
I would want to hear that my husband went up to a hotel room in any capacity and said he was in an open relationship.
So
to check it out.
I want to hear that, but I don't... Do you think I trust Ramona and her information?
But she called
his ex-girlfriends in California trying to dig up dirt on him.
But no, Luann,
which is, Nancy Drew sneaky.
Luann, in all fairness, I don't love her delivery, but her content seems to be true. Because the girl in L.A., I've heard a similar thing, and I've heard other things. It just seems like he's the type of person that might go to a bar with one person, leave with another, and be at a bar and whisper about having a collar on or a ball and chain.
Tell me about it. I'm getting used to it.
Are you? Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's like a dog with a collar.
Yeah, I admit his humor is a little off.
No, you're definitely tolerant to that humor.
His humor is a little off. I agree.
Luann, you're saying that you're the type of person who wants to know.
Yes.
No, she doesn't
so,
want to know.
Yes, I do.
Does it alarm you that Bethany is saying that they have all heard things since you've been married? Does that raise your antenna?
Yes, of course it does.
It does.
Of course it does.
That's very honest. And I swear to you, on my life, everyone here is happy for you and wants you to be happy and only cares that we see you happy.
Good.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you have an open relationship?
No. Not at all.
If you
I'm not interested in an open relationship, otherwise I wouldn't be married.
If you found out that he had cheated on you, what would you do?
I would definitely leave.
You would?
Yeah.
You really would?
I would.
I'd kill him.
No, but I'm just curious.
First and then
but I'm curious. Do you all believe that she would leave?
No,
I'm just curious.
No, I don't think she would.
Do you?
Well, because she stayed with Alex.
Everybody has their cap,
she
and she might get
all
full.
Those years.
Yeah.
You know?
He wasn't faithful.
Yeah, no. I think
she'd stay.
You know, you could push me so far, but once you push me over the line.
Yeah.
But Sonia, make that point to Luann.
Well, you stayed with Alex all those years. Well, you had children.
They were married and had children.
Well, that was different. You see, we were separated, and I didn't really want anyone to know.
When you saw Tinsley's party, and you saw Tom talking to Missy.
Last time I saw Missy, she's walking up.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yes. I want to hear your side of the story.
All right. I got to unplug this thing. Hold on.
See Mike.
Did that raise your antennas at all? What do you think that was about? Did you ask him about it?
I didn't see it until last night.
Well, you had last night to ask him.
So you didn't fight about it?
I was like, well, I wonder what story. Now I'm going to ask him because I haven't had a chance. But I don't think it was. I think it was harmless.
That's the type of stuff that makes him gives a perception like something's going on. Like it's uncomfortable.
But it comes on the heels of him kind of flirting with her and being a little suggestive with her, wouldn't you say?
Right, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And believe me, I wasn't happy.
I want to eat the comment about the ring and stuff.
He does seem like someone who might be a little insecure and likes to flirt to get attention. I can't, like, intellectually understand why this guy would have an ulterior motive to marry you, to what? Be under public scrutiny that everybody's lambasting him and that everybody thinks he's cheated.
Why get married?
He's a very insecure man. Whatever woman he's with, he kind of goes across the boundaries of flirtation, just going a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
Luann, how does it make you feel when you hear him say, I have a hall pass, or this ring is my ball and chain?
I know.
No, but even the way you laugh about it right now, you have an inhuman way about you where you have that Countess shield up, and like one of 10 things that he's ever said to you, I'd be crying in the bathroom. Like, she's right about the pretender.
Why do you think I stayed at the hotel last night? Okay?
Okay, well, thank you for being honest.
When you watch that back, does it hurt your feelings? Does it cause an argument?
Of course it does.
What happened?
You know, I always look like the tough guy, and, you know.
Because you're afraid to feel,
I'm pretty solid, but, you know, I try to look at it as he's trying to be funny, and he doesn't realize it's going to look weird. I'm going to talk to him about how, you know, that might come off.
Beyond
how it comes off.
No, and how it made me feel.
Yes. That's all we care about. We don't care about anything.
And he shouldn't say things like that.
Okay, I have a lot of viewer questions here. Luann, Michael from Long Island said, is it only the housewives with concerns about Tom, or have other friends come to you?
No, all my friends are really happy for me.
What about your family, seeing the show and seeing what the other women are saying?
That's been tough, especially on Noel, on my son.
Yeah, he's a man who loves his mother.
What is Noel?
It was hard for him to accept him in the beginning. And
because of the show?
Because of what happened, yeah. Of course, he's my son. He's very protective of me. But he loves me, so he stands by my decision, whatever.
And they have their own relationship?
And they do. They're not super close, but they do.
Andrea from Ohio said, Luann, if these girls are your friends, what do you think they have to gain by fabricating Tom's indiscretions?
Well, you know, when you say indiscretions, you know, what does that mean?
Probably means flirting with and kissing other girls.
Well, you know, this is what Ramona says, but let's say you go for lunch, you're at a hotel, and you give somebody a kiss on the cheek because you just walked into the room.
But that doesn't happen to any of us that they say about anybody we're with.
What she's talking about in L.A. is that woman was there with her boyfriend. So he met them for lunch.
Why would he be going out with the same girl he was making out with another time in L.A. weeks later?
I know, because they are friends. They are friends. I know. It's either I accept him for the way he is. I'm not going to change him at this point.
No, but you're allowing him to treat you this way.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to tell him now, you can't go to the Regency.
No, you're his wife. You can't say that.
Color me a reactionary. Please don't go out to lunch with the girl that you were making out with the night before we had our engagement party.
That's true. But when he said it was...
Am I, like, insane?
No, you're not.
Do you feel like you can't say anything like that to him?
No. I have suggested.
I'm suggested
tried
to it. Go
to... Suggested?
No, it's called a mandate.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, he's a grown man. He's a, you know, 50-year-old man who has lived his entire life a certain way as a bachelor. He has friends. I'm friends with Jacques.
You don't make out with Jacques.
No, of course not. Of course not.
She has accepted him the way he is, and that's it. And she's more than willing to accept it. So that's
Ramona,
it.
Don't speak for me, please.
No.
Don't speak for me.
How do you feel about him seeing Missy still?
He sees Missy at parties because Ramona brings her everywhere.
That's not true.
Next week, the reunion continues.
You know he goes out with other women he's been sexually involved with.
Ramona's husband was in a full-on affair.
But she left him.
That's not the relationship bar we all want to live by.
All you had to say was, you know what, everything is great, Ramona, thanks for your concern.
Guess what? I'm not taking what-to-say lessons from you.
I felt the party was for show, the cake and all the people.
Oh, my God. The pain of it was just so horrible, I couldn't share it with anybody.
If I let any of it out, I'm just going to totally break down.
If you're having vodka first thing in the morning, is that something to look at?
I was in Mexico!
For more on The Real Housewives of New York City, go to bravotv.com.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.